This is An Invitation to Worship, an inside look at this Sunday's gospel reading with Bishop Gregory Parks, Bishop of the Diocese of St. Petersburg.
This weekend we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. This is one of the great mysteries of our faith, how God can be one and yet three distinct persons at the same time. The reality is that our human language, experience, and knowledge fall short in trying to understand completely who God is. However, just because we can't fully understand something doesn't mean we can't try to enter into the mystery, to grasp something of its significance. Throughout salvation history, God gradually revealed to us who He is. He revealed Himself as Father and Creator of the heavens and earth. In time, He sent His Son to be our Savior and Redeemer. And as we celebrated last weekend at Pentecost, He sent the Spirit to be our advocate and guide as we await His return in glory. In revealing Himself in this way, God has shared with us that He is a communion or family of persons, the Most Holy Trinity. And it is in the name of the Holy Trinity that we are baptized. Rather than focusing on the how of the Trinity, it's more important and useful to focus on what the Trinity does for us and how it guides our lives. We know from sacred scripture that Jesus gave His followers a commission: go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Our diocesan vision, courageously living the gospel, calls us to proclaim the good news, to invite others to the faith, and to encounter the love and mercy of God. Because it takes courage to do so, it is the Most Holy Trinity which strengthens us to fulfill this mission. This week, have the courage to look for one opportunity to share your faith and belief in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with another person. We have been commissioned and empowered to do so. I'm Bishop Gregory Parks, inviting you to worship with us this weekend.